It's story time with Oisin Pair. By the time the news arrived, the worst seemed inevitable. The doctor informed them that the bullet was lodged in Ben's spine and he may never walk again. The news had left Patsy angrier than before. "Is God trying to punish me?" she thought. Today's story, Do As I Do, Not As I Say, the final episode, The Road Ahead. When they arrived at the house that evening, it was empty. It was emptied of love, joy, a son, a brother, a husband, and a father. It was now filled with anger, fear, grief, sadness, and confusion. Adriana and Patsy just sat in the living room for hours, both lost in their own thoughts.
"Mother, please forgive me. I should not have shouted at you."
Adriana was the first one to break the silence. At that moment, tears came rushing down. Adriana could no longer hold back the tears that she had kept at bay for the past few hours.
"What are we going to do? They are gone, Mom. They are gone. What will happen to Ben?"
"Oh, baby," Patsy cried as she held Adriana as tight as she could. They both cried until there was no more tears left to cry. The next few days were spent going back and forth from the hospital. The death of Peter and Johnny was less than a 9-day wonder in Cooley Town, as the anticipation of election day and who will be the new councillor occupied the minds of the residents. The persons whom Patsy considered her closest friends were so busy that they did not even call or offer their condolences. On election day, Patsy felt so much pain and loneliness. The same people whom they had been campaigning with had abandoned her. After returning from the hospital that day, the only visitors were from Adriana's church. They offered to sit and pray with Patsy, but she refused. She did not want to see them or listen to anything they had to say, so she busied herself in the kitchen. A few moments later, she heard a voice at the kitchen door. "Mrs. Black, excuse me. Would you like any help?"
No,
Patsy snapped. "Okay, if you ever need someone to talk with, you can call me. I too lost my husband and son tragically a few years ago. Adriana has my number. God will fix things. You just have to trust him," the visitor encouraged as she returned to the living room. On hearing those words, Patsy started to feel angry all over again. For the remainder of their visit, she did everything to avoid them. Before leaving, the pastor came and expressed his sympathies. He then offered to take her to the hospital whenever she needed to. She was hesitant at first, but there was no one else, so she accepted. Adriana felt hopeful and comforted after the visit from her church family. The anger and pain that she felt started to slowly drift away. Adriana and her mother spent the rest of the evening in silence. The outcome of the election did not interest either of them in the least. That night, Adriana slept with her mother just to be close to her. Town now had a new political representative, and things were back to normal. Everyone had returned to their daily routine. For the Black's family, however, things were never the same. The next few months were the hardest for Adriana and Patsy. between repairing a broken relationship, going back and forth to the hospital, frequent visits from the police, and the numerous assignments, Adriana was overwhelmed. However, she had a sense of peace she could not describe. She was now getting frequent calls and prayers from her church family. Each time they asked to speak with Patsy, she refused. One morning, Adriana pleaded with her mother, "Will you come to church with me this once, please?" "Adriana, I don't think so. I cannot go." Patsy sighed. "Why? God has been so good to us. Many still alive and things are looking a little brighter," Adriana said. "Adriana, you don't understand. How can I face God? I have never trusted him. I have been doing some serious thinking," Patsy replied as she pats Adriana's hand. "I'm too ashamed. You are right. It's my fault. Mother, God can and he will forgive you." Patsy muttered. Do you think so? I have failed, you know. I have failed as your mother. And I haven't failed as a good example for you and your brothers. If I didn't pressure Peter, maybe he would be here today. We should not have accepted those gifts. When they came to us for help, to return the power, we should have refused to help. They told us no one will ever find out. Nobody would get hurt. I thought I could make things better for us. I cheated and I turned a blind eye. She could not help it, but the tears just started to flow. "My son could have been alive today if I didn't encourage him to take the deal. If I just had said no, even reported, I can never forgive myself." "Mother, I have already forgiven you, and I am sure as a fact that God will forgive you if you just repent. I too feel guilty sometimes, but after talking with God and Pastor, I feel so free and forgiven. I miss Johnny and Peter so much. I would do anything to get them back, but what is done. It can't be undone, Mommy. But God is working things out. In all of this, we can learn from our mistakes." Here I am supposed to be the one giving the advice. But here my one daughter, wise beyond her age. Adriana, it's going to be hard. Very hard. The pain is too much. Patsy sobs. We can get through this together, Mom. Just do what I do. Trust God and he will see us through," Adriana replies as she hugs her mother. But what Patsy really wanted to do could not be heard by anyone. The end. That was Do As I Do, Not As I Say. What lessons have we learned? Join us next time for another interesting story.